In 1935, he journeyed to the Soviet Union to attend the International Physiological Congress. The Communist Parties of Canada and the United States had made arrangements for him to go. By this time, Bethune had become a member of the Communist Party of Canada. Returning to Canada, he was convinced more than ever that democratic societies needed to develop publicly financed health care for all of their citizens. Bethune had earlier set up a free medical clinic in Montreal. His conscience dictated that he should work for this goal. The struggle of the Spanish Republic against fascist aggression took him to Spain for a medical adventure and challenge. In Madrid, he pioneered a mobile blood transfusion unit in the field. He collected blood, which was then transported to where it was needed for the wounded along the 600-mile battlefront. These efforts were reported to have reduced deaths from war by up to 75%. Thousands of people owed their lives to Dr. Bethune. His bedside manner became legendary, and it was another measure of this man. He returned to Canada to go on a speaking tour to raise money for humanitarian efforts among the Spanish people. During this circuit of speaking engagements, Bethune elaborated eloquently on the desperate needs of these people. His ability to communicate effectively made this tour a success. His undisputed talents were attracting widespread attention. Dr. Bethune became the ultimate international volunteer to help less fortunate people, whatever he could.